reduce the number of parking places. So everyone just drives around in their cars furious and having a miserable time and not actually wandering around Venice like we imagine we would.
Yes, be, but, of course. Yeah. All right, we'll come back to you both in a minute. Joseph Bergani and Chris Lynch on The Huddle. It's 5:45.
Greenstone Entertainment presents Ice House, Alan Parsons Light Project, and Bonnie Tyler. Queenstown, Taupo, Whitianga, January 2017. Tickets on sale now through Ticketek.
Raymond here, World Moving and Storage. So your father-in-law thinks he's a bit of a singer? Really? Why don't we air freight him to Galveston for you? At worldmoving.co.nz.
World Moving and Storage.
At BP, we believe in the power of sharing, like sharing a nice hot cuppa.
Mmm, great coffee.
And sharing great news, like thanks to our partnership with AA Smart Fuel, you can now use your Countdown fuel vouchers at BP. And from the 1st of August till the 5th of September, you can also enter to win great prizes, like one of 5 Apple iPad Pros or one of 200 $50 BP gift cards. Feel free to share the good news. BP, go your way. Terms and conditions apply. See bpwin.co.nz. Apple is in no way affiliated with this promotion.
Avalon, where it's all about the sound. I'm Vaughan from Avalon, where you go if you want to get your home sound and vision right. Avalon is New Zealand's biggest when it comes to AV receivers. Our deals cannot be beaten. Our service and support, the industry benchmark. For world-class product and unbeatable deals, visit Avalon, where it's all about the sound. Auckland Showroom, 12 Holloway Place, Penrose, or shop online at avalon.co.nz. That's avalon.co.nz.
News Talk ZB Auckland community notices with stressless recliners from Danske Møbler Furniture. Imagine that peace of mind begins with comfort.
Life Unlimited Hearing Therapy Services offer free independent hearing assessments, assistance with hearing aids, communication strategies and demonstrations of assistive equipment. The services are fully funded by the Ministry of Health for adults who require some support to manage their hearing and live well with hearing loss. Call 09 278 0152 for an appointment.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Møbler Furniture. Great conversations start here. Larry Williams Drive with Rachel Smalley. Thanks to ANZ. Major sponsor of the New Zealand Olympic team on News Talk ZB.
Back on The Huddle with Josie Bergani and Chris Lynch. I want to talk about middle class truancy at schools, because this is family holidays that are taken during term time and not during school holidays. And I think they're now referred to by some schools as unjustified absences. Josie, you know, this is, I guess, getting around those expensive holidays that you pay in term time.
Oh, I've got a PhD in middle-class truancy, so I'm also an expert on this instantly, as well as pedestrian areas. In fact, I was meant to be at Ruapehu today with my youngest son, who I promised I'd take him out of school and take him skiing. So I'm just such a cliche, I can hardly look at myself in the mirror. But I think, especially at primary school time, I actually think if you're doing something like, I've taken my kids out of school to spend time with the grandparents, or go to a family reunion, or go skiing, or do something, or go travelling in the Pacific. I mean, there's all sorts of things that you think, actually, those are really good things for them to do. Yeah. And that's not the problem with our education system, isn't people like me taking the kids out to spend a day with their grandparents.
Yeah, I have to say I'm guilty too. My brother's got a farm on the King Country, and so it's a haul down there if you're going to go and see him for a weekend. So I have taken Finn out of school. He's 7. But, you know, I justify that by saying, you know, a few days on the farm, ripping around on the back of the old Toyota.
Yeah, well, they're learning about composting at school.
Absolutely.
They're doing composting at school. So, come on.
Yeah. Chris, what do you make of this?
Extra curriculum. How long was this holiday break on the farm, though, first of all?
I took my school for a couple of days.
You don't have to confess that, Rachel. Don't be basic.
I'm just making sure. I mean, back in my day, I don't recall ever my classmates ever having time off. You know, look, it was a couple of days, fine. Yeah. But are we talking about
Was that your parents' thought? Because, you know, my mother would send me to school if I had Ebola, to be honest, you know.
Well, so would mine, actually, to be fair. But, look, it depends. If we're talking a couple of days on the farm, no problem. If we're talking 2 weeks off to swan around the world, I've got a problem with that. I think that's completely off. And that sends a message to children that school time doesn't really matter. Either you're there to learn or you're not. And either you have rules about turning up to school or you don't. Is learning at school optional or is it compulsory? Do you set boundaries or do you not set boundaries? And there's all this PC stuff.
You're being very tough, Chris.
Yes.
I don't want to confess anymore now.
You're a little bit sick and tired of the whole, you know, we wonder why the kids are going so wayward today and a generation of me, 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 yet we're not prepared to put a stake in the ground.
But don't you think it makes a difference? It makes a difference, Chris, between the primary school years where literally the kids, you know, yes, they're learning how to learn and all this wonderful stuff, but a few days out where they might actually learn some other skills
I'll allow a few days off on the farm.
Oh, you're very kind.
That's great. Okay, what about that, Rachel?
But if we're talking about sort
what about
of
the Olympics? What about the Olympics? You take your kids out of school because clearly
they're in the Olympics.
Yeah, no,
Rachel,
take them to watch the Olympics. If you're in that sort of money belt, and there'd be Kiwi kids who'd be going over to the Olympics with their parents ripped out of school.
Really?
You know, if you've got the opportunity, of course there will be.
That's not middle class.
No, that's
a whole other league above all of us, I think.
Maybe the Hosking family, but certainly not where I come from. Having got Sky, watch it on Sky. I mean, no, I'm being slightly facetious, but I think that you do need to set boundaries, you do need to set rules, and this kind of wishy-washy, take them, you know, here for 2 weeks. No, I think that's wrong, and I think it's completely off.
I think it depends. It depends. I know everybody's going to agree with you, Chris.
Yeah, they are.
Me and Rach are just middle-class parents.
Yeah, terrible mothers. All right, let's talk about Winston Peters. Just sashay into that.
Talking of terrible mothers.
Yes. the credit card fee investigation that he is calling for. Now, I think this will be a pretty populist move, really. This is the big credit cards who, when you rock up to pay a gazillion dollars for, you know, on your middle-class truancy hotel holiday, they say that'll be an extra 2% or whatever you're buying online, another 2% or whatever. He thinks this is wrong. I actually think it's wrong. Do we need to look at why this occurs and whether we need an investigation into it? Chris, I'll start with you.
I think it's on the money. This is such a political toy for him. It's wonderful, really. I think we do. I think, look, I'm not sure if it's an investigation. I think the banks probably do have an obligation to tell consumers exactly why you're paying a certain amount of fee to use your credit card. I mean, just before I was on the phone to you guys, I paid off my exorbitant cell phone bill to a phone company with a credit card, and they said that's going to incur a 2 or 3% convenience fee. And I said to her, well, how is that convenient? If it's convenient, then I should be charging you, not the other way around. A convenience fee by what giving them my details, but obviously that's a rule because there are costs involved when you use your credit card. But what I do say, though, is it's not every bank, it's not every credit card. I mean, you can certainly shop around. There are companies, if you travel overseas to Rio with your truant children, there are plenty of decent credit card companies now that have various policies where you can put your money into a certain card or what have you, and it's absolutely free. You're locking your dollars, you can use it at your American store, it's a tap-and-go thing.
I just say I don't need any more credit cards? Really?
Well, that's a fair point. Actually, I'm talking about the debit, but the debit cards here, which operate on the credit card platform. Yep. It's free.
And you pay, so, but your debit cards you pay a fee for too sometimes. I mean, it's just completely random. And you even pay at parking. I've just parked outside. And, you know, you pay if you pay on your phone or your credit card, you pay
an extra 50 cents.
It's constant clipping the ticket. And it's that you're right, Chris. It's the lack of transparency that people don't know, and they don't know if they have a choice. And if you're booking a flight online or something, you've got no, you can't just put coins into a slot on the internet.
Yeah,
you've got to pay with your credit card.
And so, you need credit cards.
In Europe, they're being taken to court left, right and centre. MasterCard has got a big case, that's going in the UK, where they're looking at distributing about $19 billion back to customers who have had to pay credit card charges they shouldn't have paid.
Joseph Agani, political commentator in Wellington, Chris Lynch from Newstalk CBN Christchurch, thank you both on the huddle this evening. It's coming up 5 minutes to 6:00.